Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we are talking about, one of the things that NASA has to think about is what to do with an astronaut that dies in space.
That hasn't happened yet, has it? Yeah. I think you just kick him out the door. In any kind of astronaut movie, when they die, they just pretty much let him go.
Bye,
yeah,
Jerry.
You can't do that.
I know why. It's illegal.
It's space junk then, and something could run into it.
Well, yeah, he's going to run into it. Well, he's dead anyway.
You don't run into dead bodies.
Could you attach
like roadkill,
a cinder block to him so he just burns up in re-entry?
So that's enough weight to bring it down, the cinder block?
I don't know.
Good idea.
It's an idea.
Nothing else.
Barely an idea.
Things much heavier than a cinder block are up there, but once you take the cinder block out of the actual space capsule, it's heavier. That makes sense.
That's the shape of it. Yeah. No, space can't argue with the cinder block.
Good point.
It's the equivalent of putting cement boots on him.
Yeah, but
zero gravity.
But the cinder block would already be.
You'd have to push him towards the Earth. To make sure that the atmosphere.
But I think all astronauts would love to burn up on the reentry. That'd be the way they want to go, wouldn't it be?
Absolutely. Could you put some retro rocket on him
and shoot him back down the Earth,
and then shoot him toward the atmosphere so he burns up that way?
Is that a shooting star? Nah, it's
Steve. Tyler's right. That's exactly how they want to go.
Oh yeah,
maybe
if they were to die in space.
Yes.
Please burn me up in reentry.
You just keep tying cinder blocks to him. Wonder why they're not going back to Earth.
Because there's plenty of cinder blocks in space.
Yeah, and then people wonder, why do you have all those cinder blocks in space?
For this reason.
Just in case.
Each astronaut has his own cinder block.
Yeah, every guy's got to bring his own.
How do you think we're getting home, man?
why do you put all that weight on there?
Aren't they just going to freeze dry and put them in the corner then? What are they going to do?
No. First of all, they smell bad. Or they would smell bad, they have a bunch of bacteria. You can't just leave them sit there.
All right.
It's also assumed that it would be scarring for astronauts to have to live alongside the corpse of their friend.
And just floating around the whole time. Yeah. I wouldn't even tie them down.
Due to the prevention of space junk and potential collisions with other orbiting spacecraft, UN law, United Nations law, makes it illegal to dump corpses into space.
I would take his hand and go, you're hitting yourself. You know, that kind of stuff.
That seems weird because there's so much space junk and there's never been an astronaut that's died in space.
I know.
What's the big deal if there's just... That's
what I thought. One body floating around is not compared to the space junk.
No, it's illegal. So one idea
that who's going to rescue in space?
One idea that they came up with.
Well,
and this
isn't
a thing.
No, it's better than the cinder block. I like that idea.
You can have fun tossing him around because usually you can't throw a guy, but in zero gravity, you could throw him to your buddy.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Now this is a... You might think this is a good idea, better idea. One idea that they did come up with. It was only proposed. They're not even sure it works. First of all, the body would be removed from sight and prevented from polluting the air within the spacecraft as it decomposes.
Yeah, they're pretty small areas, though, with some of these places, but go ahead.
The scientists proposed that it would be put into this, essentially, a space-age body bag. Now, they can't be cremated because flames and pressurized oxygen environments are not a good match.
No.
You can see
right,
that.
Right.
So, the idea is to expose the corpse package to the freezing temperatures of space.
You had me at corpse package.
Once adequately frozen.
You're weird, dude.
Okay.
In the freezing temperatures of space.
Oh, you chop them up like ice.
It would be vibrated by a robotic arm.
Outside
until it was nothing but a fine powder.
Oh, okay. So
it could then be stored, ready to return to the loved ones.
In the bag, I got
once the crew got home.
So he's just outside on an arm, shaking up and down.
Until it's dust, and then they put it in something else and take it back home.
Back into
like a paint can?
Yeah. No, it probably comes back
or
in.
Or an urn.
Or it comes back in like an old vacuum cleaner bag.
Something,
all the dust in there, right.
Yeah, we can call it whatever you want.
No, yeah, I think they right. It's in the same pile with the cinder blocks, the half-used Sherwin-Williams can, and they'll just switch you.
Well, they should make.
I like Todd's idea better.
So that was just one of the ideas they came up with, and it didn't even occur to me that. Oh yeah, I guess they do have to think about that, don't they?
They could make an urn shaped like a rocket, and then you display that in your living room.
This is why
that's my dad, the astronaut.
They are talking about
in powder
everything.
Form.
How come they? I still don't believe. I think it's one of those secrets we don't ever know. And I think private space travel will find out eventually. But you cannot tell me they haven't tried sex in space. Officially
tried
it.
Somebody has to.
Somebody had to officially try it.
They've at least talked about it. They've at least talked about what would happen if or how could it be
done. No, but you have to do it. They experiment with everything in space.
Well, this wasn't an experiment. This was just a concept.
I know, but...
So they've at least gotten to that stage.
But you have to know how to have sex in space if they want to procreate. I would think that test had been done years ago.
I'm sure they've done it.
If we're going to have citizens
and they won't talk about it for some
traveling
reason.
In space, you got to check that out.
They're not talking about it. I guarantee it's happening. They don't talk about it.
You know, some dudes tossed one off and just watched it fly across the ship. Be like, dude, check that out.
But see, tossing one up doesn't procreate. They're talking about science here. They want to be able to procreate on Mars, wherever they end up, you know.
Well, here's how they work on that. Tickets for rides on a rocket go on sale today. Jeff Bezos, his Blue Origin rocket company, is expected to announce how to buy a seat, when the first flight will lift off, and how much tickets will cost. You can practice on this thing.
Right.
They figure it's going to cost about $200,000 for you to go.
Will there be drink service?
No, probably not.
Six of you will go into suborbital space.
Hashtag lazy.
More than 62 right. Come on, miles Bezos. Above Earth. That's high enough to experience a few minutes of weightlessness and to see the curvature of the planet, not that it exists,
but they're
before
exactly.
the pressurized capsule parachutes back to Earth.
Yeah, I'm talking about guys that can shop in space and stand on the space, whatever they call that.
Station.
The space station actually having sex up there. Like Yuri's knocking it out with somebody, you know.
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two dudes.
Yeah, they've done space sex, but it was two gay guys.
Yeah, the first they tried gay sex first.
Well,
it's about
right. Who else is up there?
That's all that's available.
Yeah, that's true. It's like you're in prison. You do what you got to do to get through.
They're up there for a long time.
Yeah. Should have known when they got on the shuttle with jean jackets on.
Shut up.
Oh, there's space patches on the jean jacket. What if an astronaut dies up there? Couldn't they just like clip him to the outside of the ship?
Yes.
Until reentry.
Right.
When reentry, he would burn up then.
Yeah, but I think they want to return the remains to the loved one.
Yeah, but they'd be all frozen and stuff. You just, unclick the carabiner
you'd
and
bang up
bring
against
it back
the window looking at you. Gush, gush. Oh,
that would be creepy.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what you said, Craig?
They don't want to do
that. They hang them outside, freeze dry them.
Well, they shake them. They shake them.
No. That was a proposal.
Okay. And then you have to chop them up.
Well, you turn them to dust by being
shaken. Because you shake them
into dust. Because they're ice already. They're crystallized by then.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Out of Louisiana, KLFY reporting on Dawn Marie Bay, the cafeteria worker. Turns out the 38-year-old hosted sleepovers for juvenile boys between the ages of 13 and 16, where they watched the pornography, drank alcohol, and participated in sexual encounters.
How old were the boys?
Well, 13 to 16 years old.
Okay.
She was interviewed over the weekend.
She's got to be tired.
And arrested.
What's she look like, Craig?
She looks like
lunch lady.
She's a very nice lady. I'm sure she's very nice.
Oh, I mean, she's not hot, right?
I'm sure she's very nice.
She has extra chins.
I'm posting the picture right now. Well, it's up.
Lunch lady, it looked like Chris Farley in Lunch Lady Land, the video.
You know what? It's a really close up mug shot. So you don't have a lot to work with.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
You take that. You take care of that.
She looks like the kind of cafeteria lady that let 14-year-olds run a train on her. That's what she looks like.
Oh, I know exactly what she looks like. Yeah. Okay. I didn't need to see her picture. I know exactly what she looks
like. And give
you
a square pizza after it's over.
Oh, yeah. On her back.